Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takahiro Sakito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Monday, June 6, 2022. Welcome back to the podcast, Sakito-san.
Good to be back.
Always good to have you. Why don't we open things up by reviewing markets and flows across asset classes?
While JPY basis tightened in May, the rally remained wide. The wide yen basis curve was supported by, first, Japanese investors rebuilding their holding bond positions, and a second, foreigner yen samurai financing. On the other hand, the front end of the yen basis curve tightened because of strong demand for TDBs among foreigners. Between May 8th to 21st, Japanese investors net bought 1.2 trillion yen of foreign securities, while foreigners net bought 975 billion yen of domestic Japanese securities. Japanese investors began to rebuild their foreign securities positions in mid-May, as foreigners started to rebuild their yen asset positions earlier during Golden Week on May 1st to 7th, when they purchased a net 5 trillion yen. May data clearly confirmed Japanese rebuilding their holding bond positions and robust demand for TDB arbitrages amongst foreigners.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, pretty notable to see Japanese investors buying over JPY 1 trillion of foreign securities. As you well know, Japanese investors are huge sellers, particularly of foreign bonds, in, you know, for the entire calendar year up into and through April. So that's a great you know, highlight of the flows in May and kind of how they affected, you know, how they affected basis. Why don't we do the same thing but take it forward looking? And why don't you take our listeners through your outlook across assets in the month of June?
The BOJ released its buying plan for June for JGBs, commercial paper, and corporate bonds, as well as dollar fund supply on the evening of May 31st. There are no new changes to the plans. We do not expect the BOJ to make any changes to monetary operations in June. The JGB market did react to media speculations on BOJ quotas hawkishness recently, which underlined the degree of investors' forecasts on the BOJ's monetary policy. Over the near term, we think that speculation about BOJ policy operation could pick up one foreigners in particular, as first, global inflation remains high, and a second, other G10 central banks continue to hike rates and normalize policy. It is no wonder that foreigners are avoiding taking yen deflation risk. There is strong speculation among both Japanese as well as foreign investors that yen rates will rise as the BOJ adjusts its range for yield curve control operations. Moreover, given the demand for reshuffling of JGB positions to reflect eligible JGB series for the BOJ's fixed rate buying operations, Japanese investor fixed rate JGB buying operation bidding will likely continue. 10-year current series JGBs are expensive because of the BOJ's fixed rate JGB buying operations. And we feel that the BOJ is likely to adjust its buying operations to split purchases across the curve.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You just can't buy that many, you know, that many JGBs of a particular series and not affect it to cause distortions, you know, in funding markets or elsewhere. You had made a really interesting point on a previous podcast how the BOJ actually has to keep on buying, you know, a tremendous amount of JGBs in order for the monetary base not to shrink, which, you know, continues to fascinate me. So switching topics a bit, you released a really interesting report on the samurai bond market in fiscal year 2021. It's as you pointed out, it's only natural with U.S. corporate bond spreads widening that demand for samurai bond issuance would pick up. June, as you know, is high season for samurai bond issuance. I think this would be a good time to, you know, kind of review that piece a little bit, as well as talk about your outlook for the samurai bond market in the second half of fiscal year 2022.
Okay. And second half, in fiscal year 21, the yen samurai bond issues this clearly turned around, hitting the 454 billion yen from 351 billion yen in the first half of fiscal year 21. We conclude that this was largely because, firstly, yen bond spreads are relatively stable relative to overseas credit markets as U.S. rate hikes accelerate. Second, there are considerable sums of surplus yen funds being kept in a country because of the war in Ukraine, as companies put off making outward investing. And a third, the yen samurai bond market continues to recover post COVID. In April, the Philippine government began issuing yen samurai ESG bonds. The yen samurai bond market is likely to be on a self-sustaining recovery in fiscal year 22. We expect this recovery will continue to accelerate in fiscal year 22. In the first half, fiscal year 22, if the Fed raises interest rates and tightens its balance sheet at a faster pace out of the U.S. midterm elections, then overseas issuers will surely turn to yen samurai financing. At the same time, overseas investors should be carefully watching the Tokyo market for arbitrage opportunities for their yen samurai bonds.
Okay, good stuff. I noticed that I believe it was Indonesia came to market. It was just as recently as last week. Yeah. To wrap things up as we typically do, why don't we leave our listeners with your outlook across yen rate, spot dollar yen, and yen basis markets?
Okay. Since last week, the end of the lockdown in Shanghai, the Fed continuing to signal further rate hikes to come, and the improvement in ISM index have pushed dollar yen back up to the 130 yen mark. Key events to watch over the next this week will be the 10-year and 30-year treasury auctions, as well as the main US CPI figures. We expect both the treasury auctions as well as the CPI data to support a steepening in the US yield curve. Meanwhile, the regional Fed banks have revised down their views on the economy in the Beige Book. Rising US rates appear to have touched off selling off of US stocks and weighing on dollar yen. We see the dollar yen trading in a 3-yen range between 128.50 and 131.50, now with a neutral rather than bearish bias. The yen swap rate curve has steepened. Steepened pressure is likely to build out of the 30-year JGB auction on June 7th. The BOJ could pick up the pace of its JGB buying operations if the yen basis tightens and overseas investors turn away from JGBs. Whether the BOJ announces same-day JGB buying operations for 10 to 25-year and 25-year plus, or expands fixed-rate JGB buying operations, should be watched. We still see a neutral bias for yen rates. Yen basis has been tightening overall. Ministry of Finance Securities investing data for May 22nd to 28th shows that Japanese turned net seller of overseas securities by 1.4 trillion yen. They unloaded medium to long-term foreign bonds by 1.1 trillion yen. falling stocks and investment fund holdings by 274 billion yen and short-term foreign bonds by 70 billion yen, all in net terms. Japanese investors unloaded falling bonds after buying the week prior. Over the near term, Japanese investors could start to sell falling bonds due to specific factors at individual investors until the general shareholders meeting nearing the end of the month, regardless of monetary policy at G10 central banks. Meanwhile, the foreigners net bought 305 billion yen of Japanese securities, including a net 330 billion yen of short-term yen bonds, and a net 900 million yen of Japanese stocks and investment fund holdings, while also unloading a net 26 billion yen of medium to long-term yen bonds. Foreign investors showing active preference for TDBs, and Japanese investors selling overseas assets have clearly contributed to the yen basis curve tightening. We expect yen basis to take on a neutral bias again from a widening.
Okay, so generally neutral across markets. You know, I noticed with the sell-off in U.S. rates on during the New York session on Monday, it's been a big move in the yen, taking it to the upper end of your range there. Pretty incredible. Also in JGBs, watch out for, you know, either same day announcement or an increase to long dated JGB buying operations, and you know, watch out as Japanese investors could sell some foreign bonds heading into the end of the quarter. So lot to leave our clients and our listeners with, which is great. Good stuff as always. Thanks for coming on the podcast, Sugito-san.
Thanks for having me, John.
And thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.